As our morning show continues, in the studio with us now is Marge Freeman, commander of Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267. So we kind of dovetail the information that Todd and Steve just talked about why the memorial event is moved this year. Good morning, Marge. How are you?
Good morning. And I'm really happy to be here and you were able to work us in.
Yeah, and there's a reason why you're moving the program this year and this year only. So there have been a lot of behind-the-scenes reworking right now this year, hasn't there?
There has been. If I may, I just want to maybe mention a little bit about the meaning of Memorial Day, some of the things we encourage people to do, and also items that maybe we should not do. Originally, Memorial Day was called Decoration Day, and it was originally for decorating the graves of flowers, wreaths, and flags. Memorial Day is to honor those who have died while they were serving or died after they served. I encourage people, if you have a flag on your property, that the night before or early morning hours before sunrise, put your flag at half staff. And if you are home or if you have somebody else that can raise the flag at noon to full staff, that is a good recommendation to do for Memorial Day in honor of those that served and died during their service or thereafter. Another item would be, you know, for your clothing, wear red, white, and blue. Or attend a parade in your area, attend a Memorial Day service, and if you have a poppy, wear your poppy that day. The poppy is the official flower for wearing on Memorial Day, whether it's a poppy by the American Legion for those when they're out and about, or a poppy by the VFW, which is considered the buddy poppy. Some of the things that I advise people, actually you should not do, you don't wish anybody a happy Memorial Day. This is not Christmas, it's a Memorial Day, which is not founded on promises of a happy new year or anything like that. Don't thank current troops. That is actually reserved for Veterans Day. Don't disregard its importance. Don't forget that Memorial Day actually does exist. It's the last Monday in May, which was designated by Congress many years ago. Don't let politics keep you from rendering respect to those that have served and died during their service or shortly thereafter. It's not a day for politics or other advertising in a parade. So if anybody is in a parade, it is strictly it should be a patriotic parade in memorial of those that have passed.
Tell me about the parade this year and how it's going
to
change.
Well, we had to change it, and I got kind of a notice late February that there was going to be work up at the cemetery on around 8th Street and those locales in that general area. And I've been working very closely with the city police chief and also the leadership, the mayor for the city of Richland Center, on coming up with alternatives. And there was a couple different alternatives we considered, but I was also recommended, well, how about at the Veterans Memorial Pavilion up at the park, at Crosscut Park, which I thought was a great idea. One of the other locations we considered just had a lot of high traffic issues, so this is why we chose the pavilion. And this is for an outdoor service. So with that said, our parade route has changed this year. We will not be at the old high school location. We will be down at Jefferson Street, which will be around the first and second for a parade lineup, first and second, and Jefferson, which would be just below the Jefferson, the old Jefferson School playground in that general area. We will then be, the parade lineup starts at 9:30 a.m., and hoping that the parade kickoff will be approximately 10 a.m. And working with the city police chief, they will make sure the entire Jefferson Street, all the way up to the Veterans Memorial Pavilion in Croscott Park will be lined up with no parking signs and so on, so the parade route can go in that direction. Bo Hendricks will be our MC for the day. And then immediately thereafter, we will have our Women's Relief Corps there also up at North Park, which will be about 300, roughly about 300 feet to the right of that location. But with that said, that is the intended route, and we highly encourage for those, you know, to be lined up on that parade route on Jefferson Street, headed towards the pavilion at the park, and, you know, to turn out for the parade, and then also show up at Croscott Park at the Veterans Memorial Pavilion and also be there for the Memorial Day services.
So you're not going downtown with the parade?
No, we are not. Okay. And I'm glad you asked that question, because I did a check on the mileage. Now, if we were at the old high school location going to the cemetery, that's 0.5 miles.
Right.
The exact same distance from the Jefferson School, or actually the Jefferson Street, to the pavilion up at the park is also around a little over 0.5 miles. So for anybody that's marching, the distance is pretty much the same. Our troop carrier should also be available for those that cannot march. So we will do every effort to make sure that's available as well. If we would have started downtown at the post office and then circled around and then come back up through probably Church Street and then down, that would be a very, very, very long distance, and then up to the pavilion. It's almost a mile. It's like 0.8, 0.9 distance, which is a long ways for those that are marching.
With the location then, Marge, you know, you're going to be able to work in the programs, you know, in the park. The water service is nearby.
Yes,
then?
Yes, yes. We will start out with obviously, this is all for outdoor service, the welcome of ceremonies. I've been working with Bo Hendricks on that. He will be the master of ceremonies. We will do an invocation by one of our local pastors, which I'll talk about on that later, then the Pledge of Allegiance, then the Master of Ceremonies will introduce the Richland Center High School band, Jeff Behrens. I've been working closely with him. Then there will be introduction of the representatives, and basically that would be there's only going to be about three or four that are going to be introduced, and that would also include our guest speaker. There will be also a student then who will be doing the Gettysburg Address, that Jeff Behrens is working with me to get a student name. And then the speaker for the day is designated as Cecil Richardson, who's a retired Air Force, and he was the Air Force retired chaplain of chaplains. I talked to him briefly, I want to say late February, and I was so glad I had the opportunity to run into him, because I've had a few other people say, oh, you took Cecil away from me. I was like, no, I beat you to it.
He's in demand.
He's in high demand, and I know he travels a lot as well. And then we will also do the closing ceremony and then the benediction, and then we will do the national anthem, and then we will do the salute to our fallen comrades, and we will have the three volleys of firing by our local military honor guard, and then also we will have taps and a moment of silence. Now, after the moment of silence, we will then divert over to near that shelter and that bridge at North Park, about 300 feet from the pavilion, and do the Women's Relief Corps water service in honor and remembrance of those that were lost at sea.
Where's the best place for people to park if they're going to be attending the service then, Marge?
Well, I know there is a small parking area there in North Park. I suppose if anybody can park along the streets up there near the Parks Department garage or any place of that location, or if they're able to walk to that location, that's an opportunity. But also on the other side of North Park, on the bridge up there, there's also a large parking area. There would be a very short walking distance for those that are able to walk. And but we had to go to a different location this year, and it's because of the construction work that's going to take place up at the, you know, around the cemetery area. Otherwise, it would have been a lot of gyrations and safety for everybody. Safety, safety, safety. And we didn't want anybody, you know, getting hurt and making sure that we have a smooth path to the location for our Memorial Day services.
Have you made plans? I mean, I even hate to bring it up, but in the case of inclement weather...
We have. There's a lot of moving parts in all of this, and it's not just because of this year. Working with the school and the school district to make sure that the high school gymnasium is available in case of inclement weather. That did happen a few years ago. And usually around 8 o'clock in the morning is when the final determination is made. Let's say if there's a plan issue or announcements that the weather is not going to be favorable. Sometimes that decision is made around 8 o'clock in the morning, working with the police chief or the school. The school will have everything lined up. They'll have seating available, bleachers and so forth. And that'll be working very closely with the master of ceremonies and anybody that's involved. If the weather is not favorable, we will be at the high school location, which is the same location as when we do our Veterans Day activities there as well. So we had put in for a good weather request many months ago, and I'm hoping that that remains that way.
We'll do our best.
Oh, I know you will.
What are some other things going on that you'd like to plug on today from the, you know, standpoint of the VFW Post 2267?
Well, there's always something going on at the post level. We are always very, very, very busy. And anybody that has served in a what they call a danger zone, imminent danger zone, a combat zone, if you have, please get a hold of us and join our VFW post. We are 105 strong. Even though a lot of people are unable to make it to the meetings, membership is so important because it's not just at the post level. The decisions that we made, case in point with the state convention, you know, there's a lot of voting that goes on, that goes all the way up to the national convention on legislation and so forth. So it's not just people show up at meetings. A lot of that information for veterans' concerns, all those things are discussed and voted on, or if they're not voted on, those concerns go forward to the state level up to the national level. There's a lot of hard work that's put in by anybody that's in a leadership position. So, but with that said, if anybody has served in a combat zone or an imminent danger zone, you are eligible to join the Veterans of Foreign Wars as long as you have a honorable discharge or a medical discharge.
You like to get some younger members. You're like most organizations,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. And I understand a lot of our young people, for those that served even Desert Storm and Iraq, Afghanistan, a lot of our younger veterans, whether they're men or women, are working full-time jobs, or they got families with young children, and they're being pulled in a lot of directions. Even if you can, you know, join and attend a meeting a couple times a year, and if you cannot be active in the post, that's okay. You can still be a member. Membership is very, very important in any organization because, like I said, you know, a lot of the decisions that are made at the post level carried up to state and national. All that voting constitutes and represents those veterans that are speaking. Our VFW post goes back to 1931 under Bauer Gunnell. And those two individuals lost their lives during their service. And then we were reorganized under a second charter in 1945 under Dalton. And so Bauer Gunnell Dalton for me and a lot of our other veterans is actually in honor of those three that lost their lives during their service. And with that said, in memory not only of them, but also becoming a member of the post and, you know, showing up at the meetings once in a while, just being active, you know, even just a little bit is a huge help.
No doubt about it. Anything else you'd like to add today, Marge?
Well, I really appreciate you having us on. I can't think of too much more other than there's a lot of moving parts that goes on with this. You know, the planning, I've had people say, well, all you have to do is just a parade permit. Well, the parade permit does cover everybody in that parade. That is fact. But also that parade permit has to be approved by our city or our safety committee at the city level. Working with the high school band, making sure we have a student for Gettysburg address, making sure we have a speaker and also a flyover if they're available. You know, working to make sure we have a chaplain available for prayers, working with the city police department. So there is a lot, you know, and also the parks department, making sure that we have chairs set up, whether it's for outdoors, and then also the school concerns if we are indoors, making sure that chairs are available, you know, set up for the people coming in, for those that are attending the services. So there is a lot of moving parts to it. And I highly encourage people to be there for not only the parade. We need parade units, patriotic based, no political. And we need any type of parade units or bands, we need them there. And then also for people to attend the services, which is so important in honor of those that have served and died during their service or after they had served and passed away.
Your next big event as well, and I know you're not directly involved, but May 18th, there's a special event too.
Yes, there's a special event that's pretty much headed by the Veterans Service Office and their committee. They went through, I don't want to even venture how many hundreds or close to thousands of names they've gone through at all the cemetery locations and to find out whether or not those individuals had the markers. And I know that there was a fair amount that they found. And that first event for the memorial, that dedication is May 18th at 1 o'clock and 1,300 hours for the rest of us that served up at the cemetery. And I understand that Ron Fruit is the MC for that. That's going to be a wonderful day. A lot of people have been invited and encouraged to be there. Our military honor guard will be there doing the salute because chances are, now I don't know about the individuals that they're going to honor that day, but the fact that whether or not they're Civil War veterans or maybe thereafter, there's a very good chance that they never, ever had a military honor guard to honor them. And rather than guess if they did or didn't or know if they did or didn't, it was decided that we're going to have our military honor guard there to do a salute for those and for that dedication for those memorials.
Well, we appreciate all you do, Marge, and we'll be talking to you again, hopefully not about bad weather on Memorial Day, so we can keep it outside at the pavilion then that day.
Thank you so much for your time.
You bet. Marge Freeman, commander of Bauer Gunnel Dalton, VFW Post 2267 on The Morning Show.